And now I'm pleased to introduce a new series on Main Menu hosted by Cathy Ann Murtha of the Access Technology Institute. You can reach it on the web at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. Many of us get by with Windows on a day-to-day basis doing what we need to do, but don't really feel like we've become masters of our own operating system. This series goes right back to basics and takes you through the fundamentals of Windows. Even if you consider yourself a Windows expert, you may be surprised what you'll pick up in this series. Here's Cathy Ann.
Welcome to the first lesson in the Windows training course. Notice I just said Windows. That's because I'm going to be discussing Windows 95, Windows 98, and Windows Millennium throughout this course. No matter what operating system you're using, I will be able to help you better understand that operating system and learn the difference among the operating systems. I'm also going to teach you how to use WindowEyes and JAWS for Windows. Whatever screen reader you're using, you'll find the skills you need to access the operating system in this course. My name is Cathy Ann Murtha, and I am an Access Technology Specialist who specializes in training on the Internet. My goal in this course is not just to teach you keyboarding commands, although that will be a major part of the course, teaching you how to access Windows, your screen reader, and a variety of applications with keyboarding, but it is also to teach you the concepts of Windows, so that you can listen to what your screen reader is saying and understand what you are accessing. Once you are done taking this course, you'll be able to open any application and explore that application and kind of figure out for yourself what's happening. You're going to learn to understand the difference between Windows commands, Word commands, and your screen reader's commands. Because the screen reader is not the end-all, be-all of access to Windows. Windows has very specific commands which provide a myriad of options for accessing the operating system. The screen reader is used as a support to accessing information on the display. And it's very important that you understand the difference. If you are a JAWS user, you may find yourself one day presented with a situation where you need to use WindowEyes. If you're not familiar with all the keyboarding commands of WindowEyes, all is not lost, because you will be able to access that computer through the use of Windows keyboarding. If you understand Windows keyboarding, you can access any computer with any screen reader. And that's my goal for you, to understand the difference between the Windows keyboarding, application-specific keyboarding, your screen reader keyboarding, and the concepts of Windows 95/98/Millennium. Microsoft Word is used as a tool for demonstrating the various aspects of Windows. We'll explore dialogues. We will learn many of the features of Microsoft Word in this course. If you are using 97 or 2000, you're just fine for this course, because I will be able to tell you the difference between the two. When something is specific to Office 2000, I will be very clear about that, and vice versa. Windows is a powerful platform. It is an operating system into which all the other applications on your computer plug. If you want to run Microsoft Word, or WindowEyes, or JAWS for Windows, or Winamp, or your browser, you need to have a platform which will provide all of the resources for those applications to run. The memory, the various drivers, access to the printer, access to other applications so that they can work together. If you want to send something from Microsoft Word to your email, you have to have a connecting point, something that connects those programs. And that is what the operating system does. Windows is the operating system we'll be discussing in this class. When you first boot your computer, you are placed on the desktop of Windows. And whether you're working in 95, 98, or Millennium, you are still presented with the desktop of Windows. And you have some major elements of that desktop available to you. I'm going to endeavor to explain what the display looks like in this course, as well as how it is accessed. Whether you have had vision or have never had vision, I think it's important that you understand a spatial reference when dealing with Windows. When you know where something is, it's much easier to access it, especially when you start to work with your mouse. I want you to take an imaginary ruler and slide it all the way down to the bottom of your display. That imaginary ruler at the bottom of your monitor screen is your Windows taskbar. And the Windows taskbar has some specific elements within it. The Start button, the first inch of that taskbar, is the Start button of Windows. And it can be accessed via a hotkey or with a keyboard combination. I'll discuss that shortly. Suffice to say that the Start button of Windows is the front door to Windows. Everything you will want to access on your computer is accessible through the Start button. And I'll show you how to access that shortly. Just to the right of your Start button may be another element of Windows called the Quick Launch. The Quick Launch is a graphical element. It shows pictures, little icons, which are shortcuts to different applications. Possibly Microsoft Word, the Internet, the desktop, a variety of applications. And these icons can be clicked by sighted people. They take their mouse, point at the picture and click, and they are immediately launched into that associated application. This is totally graphic in nature. We have the ability to set hotkeys for applications, so we don't really deal with the Quick Launch. The vast majority of this taskbar is taken up by what is called the taskbar itself, and this consists of a series of buttons for applications that are running on your computer. If you are running Microsoft Word, you will probably have a button on that taskbar for Microsoft Word. If you are listening to this sound file in Winamp, then you will have a button for Winamp on your taskbar. If you have your browser open, a button for the browser will be on that taskbar. And you can access this taskbar at any time through the use of a keyboard command. And again, I'll discuss that shortly. Now let's move all the way to the right, all the way over to that bottom right corner of our taskbar, and you're presented with what is called the system tray. The system tray has more little pictures in it, and these pictures represent applications that are running on the background in your computer. You may have your virus scanner, you may have your task manager, you could have your printer if you're printing something at the time. You will maybe have your screen reader, JAWS for Windows, for example, will run in your taskbar. But little icons represent the applications which are running, but are not necessarily accessible all the time. You don't always have to have them in your face. With the items on the taskbar, these are applications you're actively using. Your screen reader is running, your antivirus may be running, but you don't need to access it on a regular basis. It just does its thing in the background. And that's why they are placed in the taskbar. You also have your clock in the bottom right-hand corner of your display. To access your clock at any time, both screen readers offer you a keyboard command. Windows users, you press Insert T to hear your time. JAWS users, press Insert F12, and you will hear the time. So you have the ability to access that specific element of the display at any time. Now, the taskbar is always present. It's always on top of the display. If you open Microsoft Word, it's kind of bumped up on top of that taskbar. If you open your browser, it's bumped up on top of that taskbar. That taskbar is always present, and you can always access the Start menu, the taskbar, or if you want to use a special keyboard command to access your system tray. And we'll discuss the system tray later in this course. The vast majority of the display is taken up by the active desktop of Windows. The active desktop consists of a series of icons which are scattered across your display. And icons are little pictures which represent shortcuts to applications. You may have shortcuts to Winamp, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel. You have a shortcut to My Computer, the Recycle Bin. Maybe Internet Explorer is on your desktop. And you can access the desktop with a keyboard command. If you press Windows key D, D as in dog or D as in desktop, you will be immediately focused on the desktop of Windows. The desktop of Windows is what we call a list view. And that list view allows you to navigate in one of two ways. You can use your arrow keys. Once you're focused on your desktop, you can use your up, down, right, and left arrow keys to move among the items on your desktop. So if you take a second now to use your up, down, right, and left arrow keys, you will be able to hear the icons spoken as they gain focus. Now, these icons, when you're dealing with icons which represent shortcuts to applications such as Winamp, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Real Audio, these are shortcuts. They are not the actual applications. And you're going to learn how to delete and recreate shortcuts on your desktop in this course. That'll be coming up in a couple lessons. Now, that Windows key D that you pressed, that is a toggle. If you press Windows key D again, you return to the application you were previously accessing. So Windows key D does two things. It takes you to the desktop, it returns you to the application. Now remember I said there were two ways to access items on your desktop or within a list view of Windows? A list view. Very important concept. One of the standard concepts of Windows, and I'll use it a lot within this course, so I want you to start making yourself familiar with the term list view. You're going to hear your screen reader say list view, and then you're going to understand there are two ways in which the list view may be accessed. Returning to that desktop with Windows key D, your arrow keys will navigate you among the options, and the first letter of an icon will also navigate you among the options. So, for example, if you want to access My Computer, you would press M. If you press M again, you may find yourself going from My Computer to My Documents. And if there are any other M's on your desktop, you'll cycle among them alphabetically and then eventually return to My Documents. You're going to go in a circle. You can never get lost in a list view because you're just going to go in a circle, go right back where you started. If you press R, you may find yourself on the recycle bin. If you press W, you may find yourself on Winamp or Windowize if you're a Windowize user. JAWS users, press J, you may find yourself on JAWS for Windows. So you can access a list view in two ways, through the use of the arrow keys, or by pressing the first letter of the item for which you are looking. List view, common aspect of Windows. You're going to find it scattered throughout Windows, and it's something with which you'll want to become very familiar. One other way in which you can access the desktop, if you press Windows key D, you'll go back to that application you were formerly accessing. You can also go to the desktop with Windows key M, M as in minimize. Now, this minimizes all of the applications and places you on the desktop. It minimizes all of the applications and places you on the desktop. But notice if you press Windows key M, M as in minimize, again, nothing happens. You're still on the desktop. That's because this keyboard command is not a toggle. You need to reverse it. And to reverse commands within Windows, you add the Shift key. So Windows key Shift M will return you to the application you were formerly accessing. Windows key D, a toggle. Windows key M must be reversed with Windows key Shift M. And the Shift key is the key which reverses movement in Windows. We're going to use that throughout Windows. So that is the desktop of your computer. While on the desktop, if you want to launch an application, all you have to do is press Enter on the item, and the application will be launched, whether it be Winamp, Real Audio, My Computer, the Recycle Bin, My Documents. You're going to either open the associated folder or launch the application, depending upon the icon you have selected. Now remember that taskbar of which I spoke. You have your start button and you have your taskbar itself. You can access the buttons on your taskbar and change focus to other applications by pressing Windows key Tab. Hold down your Windows key, tap Tab, release both keys, and you will be placed on your taskbar. Your right and left arrow key then will cycle you among the currently open applications. Now, while you're hearing the buttons, the names of the buttons, you're not changing the focus. You have to press Enter on the application you'd like to access. So, for example, if you access your taskbar and use your right arrow key until you hear Internet Explorer or the name of the web page you were last accessing, you can press Enter and the focus will be immediately placed within that application. Focus means that the cursor is active. The title bar for that application becomes active, and you can take an action in that application. If an application does not have focus, you cannot type in the edit field, you cannot record any sounds, you cannot browse any web pages. In order to take an action within an application, it has to have focus. So to gain focus, you may hold down your Windows key and press the Tab key and then right and left arrow and press Enter on the application you would like to bring into focus. There's one other way you can cycle among the options which are currently running or among the programs that are currently running. Hold down your Alt key and don't let go of it. Hold it down and don't let go of it. And then tap your Tab key repeatedly. You will find yourself cycling among the applications. When you hear the application that you'd like to bring into focus, simply release both keys and that application is brought into focus. Now, just as you could reverse that movement with your Windows key M, you can also reverse the rotation by which you move among applications with this command. Holding down your Alt key, pressing Tab, you'll notice you're moving in one direction. Add the Shift key. Hold down Alt Shift and then press Tab. And notice that you're moving in the reverse direction. Once again, the Shift key reverses the direction of movement. Really powerful tool. When you access the application, once more, just release the keys and the application is brought into focus. So now you have the ability to access your desktop, Windows key D or Windows key M. You have the ability to access your taskbar, Windows key Tab. And if you're not sure where your Windows key is, place your fingers on your spacebar. Move your fingers out one key. There's your Alt key. Move out one more, and that's your Windows key. So if you aren't sure where your Windows key is, that's where it is. Spacebar. Alt, Windows, two Windows keys, one on each side of your spacebar. So holding down either one of those and pressing D, either one of those and pressing M, either one of those and pressing Tab will take you to the appropriate location. You also have the ability to immediately access your Start menu. Remember I told you that your Start menu was the front door to Windows? And indeed it is. Everything having to do with Windows, whether it be 95, 98, or Millennium, is located within your Start menu. To access your Start menu, simply press your Windows key one time. Just tap it one time, and you will hear the Start menu open. Alternatively, you could press Control Escape. Hold down Control, tap Escape, release both keys, and your Start menu will be opened. To navigate within a menu, you use your up and down arrow keys. And if you use your up and down arrow keys, you may hear Programs, Settings, Find. If you're in Millennium, you'll hear Search, Help, Run, and Shutdown. You may hear Log Off. You may hear New Office Document and Open Office Document. You'll probably hear Windows Update. The options within menus will vary depending upon the configurations of the application, whether the operating system is installed on a network or not, and what applications are installed on the computer. You'll find many applications will place themselves in the Start menu. So if you have different options from what I have, that's perfectly understandable. But you're going to hear the same thing depending upon what type of item has focus. Notice when you focus on, for example, programs, JAWS users, you're hearing submenu. WindowEyes users, you're hearing pull down. That is a submenu. And it's important you start to listen and understand what you're hearing. You need to listen to your screen reader and let it give you the information. And then all of these keywords should kind of click in your head. Pull down, that's another menu. If you press the Enter key, you will open up that menu. Now you're also hearing, WindowEyes users, a shortcut key. P, P equals Programs, S equals Setting, H equals Help. you're hearing a shortcut key associated with each of these items. JAWS users, if you'd like to hear the shortcut key for an item, simply focus on the item and press 5 on your numeric keypad. That will tell you P when you're on programs. It will tell you S when you're on settings. Now, what this does is it immediately opens up the submenu, or it immediately launches the item associated with the shortcut. Notice when you are on programs, Windows users, you hear pull down. JAWS users, you hear submenu. Now, if you move up to the top, maybe go up to where it says open office document or go to Windows, and you press P, you are focused on the first option within your programs submenu. It may say applications. Use your arrow keys. You'll find all sorts of different submenus or pull-down menus available to you because you pressed the shortcut key for programs and immediately accessed the submenu. You didn't have to use your down arrow and press enter. Two ways in which submenus may be accessed: the shortcut key associated with the item or by pressing enter on the item. Now, to close the submenu, just press the escape key. Press the escape key one time, and you return to your start menu. Use your arrow key and listen. You'll hear programs, settings, run, etc. Now, you'll notice that programs and settings and find are all pull-down menus or submenus. Go down one more, and you will find help, and it will either say dialogue if you're in Windows, or it may say dot, dot, dot if you are in JAWS for Windows. Same thing with run. You will hear dialogue if you are in Windows. You will hear dot, dot, dot if you are in JAWS. This tells you you're going to open up another window. And these are two mini applications for Windows. The run dialog allows you to access a variety of features, and we'll go into that in this course. And, of course, the help opens up Windows Help. Now, whenever you hear dialogue, Windows users, or Windows users, or dot, 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 JAWS users, this tells you you're going to open up another window which will require information or input from you. If you don't hear anything, maybe you hear, for example, Windows Update, or maybe you hear Open Office Document, or Open New Document, New Office Document. That tells you an immediate action is going to be taken. If you press Enter on New Office Document, it opens up the New Office Document field where you can select the type of document you'd like to open. If you were to press Enter on Windows Update, it will immediately take you to the Internet, to the Windows Update site. Let's go into the Programs or the Programs submenu. You can just press P or cursor down to Programs and press Enter. Now, Microsoft Word is located within this particular submenu, as is Microsoft Office, Microsoft Access, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft PowerPoint, Microsoft Outlook, all sorts of Microsoft applications. Press the M key. You'll find yourself cycling among the options. And you will notice that you don't hear dot, dot, dot. You don't hear submenu. You just hear the name of the item when you get to the Microsoft options. That tells you you're going to immediately launch that application. Notice how your screen reader can give you the information you need to access submenus or pull-down menus, dialogues, which we will go into in the next lesson, and actual applications. When you're focused on Microsoft Word, go ahead and press Enter, and that will take you into the Microsoft Word application. Microsoft Word will gain focus. How can you tell what application currently has focus? Well, you read the title bar of the application, and the title bar is at the very top of the display, and it tells you which application is currently focused. Windows users, press Ctrl-Shift-T. T as in title. JAWS users, press Insert T. And if you're not sure where that Insert key is, place your hand on your numeric keypad all the way to the right of your keyboard, and then move your hand to the bottom row. Do you feel that long key on the left-hand side? That's your Insert key. Hold that down, don't let go of it, and tap T. and you will hear your title bar read to you. Of course, let go of it once you've pressed the T. So Insert T will read you the title bar in JAWS for Windows. Control Shift T will read you the title bar in WindowWise. Now, if you don't hear Microsoft Word, or if you don't hear Document 1 Microsoft Word, it means that you're not focused in Microsoft Word and you need to gain focus. So hold down your Alt key, don't let go of it, and press your Tab key till you hear Microsoft Word Document 1 and release it. Or you can go to your taskbar with Windows key Tab and use your right and left arrow keys to locate the application and press Enter to bring it into focus. Now that you are in Microsoft Word, you are by default placed within a document. And you can begin to type some text and then navigate the text. At this time, you may want to pause this recording and then continue play once you've typed some text into your document in Microsoft Word. Because I'm going to talk about text navigation and reading the text within a document. So when you have typed some text into your document, you may continue playing this file. Now that you have some text inserted into the edit field of Microsoft Word, you're ready to navigate that text with special keyboarding commands of Windows. Now, these are Windows commands. They've got nothing to do with your screen reader. Sighted people use these commands to move among applications or edit fields within Windows as well. They need the ability to navigate via the keyboard, so these commands are Windows commands and will work within any edit field of Windows, whether or not there's a screen reader installed. Using your arrow keys, and those are the keys right below your six-pack, your right arrow key will move you forward a letter. Your left arrow key will move you backward a letter. You can move up and down a line at a time with your up and down arrow key. And if you'd like to move word by word, hold down your control key and tap your right arrow. That will take you forward a word at a time. And control left arrow will take you backward a word at a time. To move up and down a paragraph at a time, hold down the control key and press your up or down arrow keys. That will move you forward and backward a paragraph at a time within an edit field. You can move to the beginning of the line with your home key. Move your fingers up above your arrow keys, and there's a six-pack of keys there. Six keys all gathered together. That's called the six-pack. If your keys are aligned horizontally, then that middle top key is your home key. That moves you to the beginning of the line. And that bottom key is your end key. That will move you to the end of a line. All the way to the right of that six-pack, page up and page down, will move you up and down a screen at a time. Add the control key. Control Home, top of document. Control End, end of document. Control Page Up, previous page. Control Page Down, next page. So you have the ability to move about within the document, and you will actually hear the text read to you as you go word by word, line by line, letter by letter. The screen reader is doing the echoing of the text, but it's Windows that is doing this text navigation. So notice that when you add the control key, you're moving by a larger chunk of text. Right and left arrow, letter at a time. Control right and left arrow, word at a time. Up and down arrow, line at a time. Control up and down arrow, paragraph at a time. Home and end, beginning or end of line. Control home or control end, beginning or end of document. Page up and page down, a screen at a time. Control page up and control page down, you go to the previous or next page. So when you add that control key, you're just going by a bigger chunk of text. And that's a really easy way to remember that that control key will take you by larger chunks of text. Now, JAWS for Windows users. This is specific to JAWS for Windows. WindowWise users, you can just kind of turn off your ears for a moment. JAWS for Windows users, these keyboard commands are replicated on your numeric keypad. The top left button of your numeric keypad is your numlock. Make sure that numlock is off by tapping it until you hear numlock off. Now you have the ability to replicate these commands with your numeric keypad. You can use your numpad 4 and your numpad 6 keys to move forward and backward letter by letter. You can move your 8 and 2 to move up and down line by line. Your 7 key replicates home, goes to the beginning of the line. Your 1 key will take you to the end of the line. Your 9 key is your page up. That takes you up one screen. Your 3 key takes you down one screen. Now you can also add the control key. So control 7, top of document, control 1, bottom of document. You can do control 9 to go up a page and control 3 to go down a page. If you add your insert key and press insert 4 or insert 6, you're going to move forward and backward word by word within an edit field. So you have the ability to replicate the navigation commands of Windows with your numeric keypad, but these commands, all located in a numeric keypad, are specific to JAWS for Windows. They won't work on any other computer with any other screen reader, and they won't work on a computer that doesn't have JAWS for Windows. So to repeat those commands, your 2, 4, 6, and 8 keys replicate your arrow keys. 4 and 6, letter by letter. Insert 4 and 6, word by word. Your 2 and your 8 will move you up and down line by line. And your control 2 and 8, by the way, will move you up and down paragraph by paragraph. Your 7 key will take you to the beginning of a line, that's home. Your 1 key will take you to the end of a line, that's end. Your 9 key will take you up one screen. Your 3 key will take you down one screen. Control 9, that would be like control page up, that will take you to the previous page, and control 3 will take you to the next page. So again, you are replicating the keyboard commands of Windows. And those are specific to JAWS for Windows. Notice that WindowEyes and JAWS users, I've taught you how to read previous and next. The previous letter, the next letter. The previous word, the next word. The previous line, the next line. What about current information? Now this is where your screen reader comes in. Sighted people don't need to read the current letter, the current word, the current line, the current anything. They actually can look at the screen and see it. But we need a little bit of help. So this is where our screen reader comes in to assist us in accessing the information. WindowEyes users, to read the current letter, press Control Numpad 4. And again, you'll want to make sure your num lock is off before doing this. That's that top left key of your numeric keypad. Turn off your num lock. And then hold down your control key and tap numpad 4. Now, if all you hear is a ding, that tells you you're not on a character. So maybe you want to do control home to go to your top of your document before you try and read the text. Now, control 4 will read you your current letter. Press control 4 again. You'll hear the letter read phonetically. So A would be alpha, B would be bravo, etc. And you can rotor among those two options. Notice that if you press control 4 again, you hear the letter. Control 4 again, you hear it pronounced phonetically. Read the current word with control 6. Press control 6 again, and you will hear it spelled. Press control 6 a third time, and you're going to hear it spelled phonetically. And that too is a rotor. You can cycle among those three options. Now, if you land on a word and you just want to have it immediately spelled to you, just press Control 6-6. If you want to hear the letter pronounced phonetically, Control 4-4. So you can cycle among the options or immediately access any of those options by holding down Control and tapping the appropriate key the appropriate number of times. You have the ability to read the current line with Control 5. That will read you your current line. If you want to read the current sentence, press Control 2. And the current paragraph is Control 8. So again, current letter, Control 4. Current letter phonetically, Control 4-4. Current word, Control 6. Current word spelled, Control 6-6. Current word spelled phonetically, Control 6-6-6. Current sentence, Control 2. Current paragraph, control 8. Current line, control 5. Lots of control there over what you're going to hear. No pun intended, of course. Now, you also have the ability to read from the cursor location to the end of a document. So if you're in the middle of a document, at the top of a document, it doesn't matter where you are, you can read to the end of the document with a special keyboard command of WindowWise. Simply press Control-Shift-R, R as in read. Kick back, relax, and let WindowWise do the rest of the work. The display will scroll as the text is read. To stop this, you need to hit the Escape key. Now, if you press Control like you normally would to silence speech, what happens is you do silence the speech, but the scrolling of the display continues. Now, this can come in handy with some synthesizers. You can press Control-Shift-R. You get to a passage of text you're not especially interested in. Just hit Control to silence the speech and continue to scroll the display. Hit the Control key again at any time, you start reading again. So it's kind of a nice feature if you want to scroll the display without speech active, and then just hit the Control key to reactivate the speech. One other nice feature about WindowWise is its ability to rewind and fast forward. When you're reading to end within a document, you can go back one line with your left arrow key and forward a line with your right arrow key. Tap your left arrow key a couple times, you go back up a couple of lines. Tap your right arrow key a couple times, you go down a couple of lines. So you can actually skip text, or if somebody walks in the room or the tea kettle starts blasting at you and you didn't hear it and then somebody removes the teapot, you can just hit your left arrow a couple times and just rewind to that sentence that you missed or to that line where you want to continue reading. Really nice feature of WindowWise. And again, to stop the scrolling and the speech, you must press the Escape key. So read to end, Control-Shift-R as in read. Silence it completely and stop the scrolling with your Escape key. Or you can hit Control, let it continue to scroll, and then hit Control whenever you want to pick up the speech. Fast forward and rewind with your left and right arrow keys. So that is how you can read the current information on the display. And this works in any edit field of Windows, whether you're in your email, on the internet, whether you're in Microsoft Word or WordPerfect. These keyboard commands are WindowWise commands specific to your screen reader. They will not work on a computer that does not have WindowWise. So now we're starting to differentiate between the screen reader and Windows. Very important you start to separate these two and really understand the difference. JAWS for Windows users. You also have the ability to read current information on the display. To read the current letter, numpad 5. To read the current letter phonetically, numpad 5 twice. Now what that does is it places JAWS into phonetic mode. So if you press your 4 or 6 keys or your right or left arrow, each letter will be pronounced phonetically. To disable that mode, just tap the 5 key again. So 5 will tell you the letter, 5-5 tells it to you phonetically and then puts it into phonetic mode. Right and left arrow key will allow you to read each letter phonetically, just tap 5 to toggle it off. You can read the current word with insert 5. Insert 5 on your numeric keypad will read the current word. Insert 5-5 puts you into word spell mode. It'll spell the current word. And then if you do an insert 6 or insert 4, you'll notice that each word will be spelled to you. And again, just press insert 5 to toggle that option off. So you can go into phonetic letter mode and into word spelling mode. Nice features of JAWS for Windows. You can also read the current line by pressing insert 8. Insert 8 will read you the current line. So you have the current letter 5, the current word insert 5, and the current line insert 8. And of course you could go into phonetic spelling mode 5-5 or into spell word mode insert 5-5. You can read the previous sentence with alt 8, the current sentence with alt 5, and the next sentence with alt 2, all on your numeric keypad, 8, 5, and 2. Previous, current, and next. If you would like to read the current paragraph, you can simply press Control 5, and that will read the current paragraph. You also have the ability to read from the beginning of the line to the cursor location with insert 7, and from the cursor location to the end of the line with insert 9. JAWS users can also read from the cursor location to the end of the document by pressing insert 2 on your numeric keypad or insert down arrow. That will start reading from the current cursor location all the way to the end of the document. And to disable that, just press the control key. Now, while within this read to end mode, you also have the ability to read the previous line, move to the previous line, move to the next line, kind of rewind and fast forward by simply pressing your left shift or your right shift keys. Left shift moves you up a line, and the right shift moves you down a line. So previous and next would be left shift and right shift. And of course, to silence the speech, all you have to do is press the control key. Now, there are a couple help features that I'd like to talk about when it comes to your screen readers. JAWS for Windows users, you have special help features. You have a keyboard help option. Hold down your insert key and tap 1 on your regular keyboard, and you go into keyboard help mode. You'll hear it enabled. Press any key on your keyboard, and it will tell you what it does. If you press 5, for example, it will tell you that it will read the current character. If you press insert 8, it will tell you that it will read the current line. If you press insert 4, it will tell you it will read the previous word. Insert T, it will read the paragraph. Press any key on your keyboard, and it will tell you what it will do. To leave keyboard help, just press insert 1 again to toggle that option off. Also offers you special help for Windows commands, dialogue-specific commands, and control commands, or control types, I should say. Pressing insert W will give you special Windows help commands. And if you are in JAWS 4.0, this is brand new to 4.0, a dialog will open which you may access with the up and down arrow keys to read the information in that dialog. Just press escape when you're done reading about the Windows commands. 3.71 and below, you will just hear the commands echoed. You will not open a dialog. Insert H will open up a dialog showing you specific help for a dialog which is being accessed. So it will tell you the different features available to you. And insert F1 will tell you about a particular control being accessed. And again, it will open a dialog in 4.0. You'll need to press the escape key when you are done reading the information. So JAWS users, insert W, insert H, and insert F1 will give you information which will help you better access an application. And I'm hoping as you progress through this course, you will need less assistance in accessing the controls. You may need help with special JAWS commands, but hopefully you'll better understand the special features of Windows and will not need to use that insert F1 quite as liberally. WindowWise users, you also have context-sensitive help. In Microsoft Word, for example, if you press Ctrl-Shift-F1, you will find some special keyboarding commands for WindowWise. You'll learn, for example, that Alt-J will tell you the justification of a line of text, that Alt-S will read you the status bar, and Alt-T will tell you the types of font. When you are done reading this dialog, you'll need to press the Escape key to close it. So you also have special help available to you as a WindowWise user. I would now like to turn my attention to the Millennium users. There's something I need you to disable within Windows which will help make your Start menu, your Programs submenu, and the different features of the Start menu more accessible. Millennium uses a special feature called the Personalized Menus. And what it does is it creates a short menu showing you recently used commands or applications. And then after a moment, it expands that menu. And it's very easy to lose focus from within that menu. So you need to disable the personalized menus of Millennium. So Millennium users, please follow these steps. Whether you're a JAWS user or a WindowWise user, it's important that you follow these steps to disable the personalized menus of Millennium. Press your Windows key to open your Start menu, and then cursor down to Settings and press Enter. Then you can cursor down to Taskbar and Start menu and press Enter. So once again, open your Start menu with your Windows key, cursor down to Settings and press Enter, and then cursor down to Taskbar and Start menu and press Enter. Then I want you to use your Tab key. You're in a dialog and you're going to access a checkbox which says Use Personalized Menus. Use your Tab key until you locate that checkbox. It'll probably be 5 or 6 times that you'll have to press that Tab key. When you hear Use Personalized Menus checkbox checked, press the spacebar and that will toggle that checkbox off and you will no longer be using the personalized menus. You can then use your Tab key to access the OK button and press the spacebar to close the dialog. You won't have to do this again unless you reinstall Windows Millennium. Now you'll find when you open up your Start menu and go into Programs that the menu will display all of the contents and you'll no longer have a problem with losing focus within that particular menu or any submenus within your program's subfolder. So you now have helped bring Microsoft Windows Millennium one step closer to being accessible to you. So today we've discussed the desktop of Windows, we've discussed Windows navigation, the special screen reading commands which will allow you to read text within Windows, and we've also discussed the navigation of text and your ability to read your title bar, your clock, and more. You've also learned about the special help features of your screen reader. You can now close Microsoft Word if you'd like. To close any application in Windows, all you have to do is hold down your Alt key and tap F4. A dialog will appear asking if you'd like to save the document. You can just answer no by pressing N. If you'd like to read that dialog once more, maybe you didn't hear it read the first time, Windows users, Control-Shift-W will reread that dialog to you, and JAWS users can press Insert B as in box. And then you will see that you have two choices, yes and no. You can just tap Y if you'd like to save it, type a file name and press Enter, or you can tap N for no, and that will close Microsoft Word and not save the current document. In the next lesson, I'm going to talk more about the Microsoft Word display and about document management. We'll start to open documents, move among multiple documents, and do all sorts of things within Microsoft Word. Thank you for joining me for this first lesson. I hope that you will return for the next lesson. And thank you to ACB Radio and Main Menu for helping me bring this to our community.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Main Menu.